Hey, my name is Maureen Garrett Simpson. I was born in 1945. I was a chorister from the age of 10 in Cambridgeshire, where I used to live, and learned all the original old-fashioned settings, which I still absolutely love. I remember from the age of 4, standing at the top of the stairs and trying to copy my mother, because she was singing something from some Les Harp, The Merry Widow, and she used to go around with her sweeper, so as she was doing her cleaning, and I used to go to the top of the stairs where there was a really good echo and sing this out with all my heart. And not belonging to a church choir is something almost alien. Always done it. I found, certainly with my own children, it's a tremendous discipline. Not only are you learning music, you're also learning a bit of Latin, you're learning a lot about history, you're learning about the lives of the composers, when the music was written, and maybe for what association. If a child wants to join, they come along to their Tuesday practice after school, and then to the main one on the Thursday, and they go through a sort of probationary period. And there's this lovely sort of ceremony, and they will say, do you wish to be admitted to the choir and adhere to the rules of choir? And then the surplice is put on, and then there's a ribbon that they wear with a medal on the end of it, which is all to do with the Royal School of Church Music. Beginning of September, get on the car, all of us and the children, and we go to Thorpe Ness. Then do a paddle, and then we transfer across the road and go for a nice row around the mere. My Sunday routine is to arrive at the church about 10:15, start to put some of the music out that we need, then we do a 20-minute practice, head off at 11 o'clock when the vicar comes in to fetch us. He leads a short prayer, and then one of the children generally will take the cross, which is on a long pole with this beautiful brass cross on the top of it, and we process round to the church. When everyone's assembled, we walk quietly into church, and that's when we will stand and do our introit, which is that short piece of music that starts the service off. And then we process down the aisle singing the first hymn, and then we're into the service. When I was first in the choir, particularly at Christmas time, we had this kind of choreography where we would do what we called the scissor movement. Everybody was in their cassocks and surplices. This was generally at Advent. We would all have a candle as well. Everyone, including the children, would be holding this candle lit. And you've got your music, and you try not to fall over your cassock and etc. So instead of walking straight up and going into your choir stall, you'd cross over. So it looked lovely. We had quite a lot of children in the choir then, and I think the adults were all a little bit worried that someone might get their hair a little bit singed because it was a bit risky. So we've stopped all that, and we don't process with candles now. Most of our cassocks are really quite elderly. So old, it began to go grey. I think the colour was disappearing. And countless years of candle wax dripped down the front. The surplice is a big thing. It's like a shirt. Got big sort of sleeves, like big butterfly wings. Sort of like angels, I suppose, really. And then you have your ribbon, depending on your seniority in the choir. But the children have to wear a ruff. There was a young man called Joe Phibbs. He's gone on to write a lot of music, and it's not unheard of hearing him on Radio 3. I mustn't forget Ben Parry. Ben Parry's father, John Parry, was organist and choirmaster at St Margaret's Church for well over 30 years, and it was really he who kept all the music going, which is why we've got such a fine tradition of music now. His son Ben was a chorister and then went on to really great things. He now teaches music, and he was director of the Swingle Singers for quite a while, and he's well known now as a conductor and composer in his own right.